This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Friday, and it's going to be an awesome Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we are all over the map today. I am a little bit worried, though. We are heading into a recession. That's what somebody sees. Couple bad indicators out there. Looks like we have new numbers on American jobs versus foreigner jobs. Something to keep in mind when they brag about the jobs market. You have questions about everything from alternative history and World War I, Kamala Harris, the Trump campaign, what's going on with Israel, Iran, the Middle East, Brussels sprouts, all that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to answer this question right off the bat before we get into everything else, though, because this has been something on my mind. You heard me talk about it last night, and I know it's been a stress for a lot of people. It's something that makes you angry, something that makes me angry. Jesse, the 9/11 masterminds get a deal. How is this even possible? So Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the other dirtballs who planned the 9/11 terror attacks that claimed the lives of roughly 3,000 Americans, they get plea deals. They don't get the death penalty. They'll live the rest of their lives with you paying for everything in their lives until they die as old men. You'll even pay for their medical care late in their life. And people are very understandably outraged over it. How can this happen? How can this happen? How do we do this? Well, we're going to talk about differing ways to look at the world. And obviously, their way of looking at the world has turned poisonous and evil. But why do these things happen? Why would anybody, any American in their right mind, why would they look at Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and say, you know what? Let's give him life in prison. Let's give this guy a deal. You have a slam dunk case in front of you. He will be convicted. He will be given the death penalty. And you decide, you know, I don't like that. I want him to live. Why would they do that? Why do Democrat administrations now suck up to our enemies? People, I don't just mean someone you think is an enemy or someone I think is an enemy. Countries who have declared themselves to be an enemy, like Iran. Iran's a great example of this. Iran, it's not as if they're subtle about what they think about America. They hate us. They routinely chant death to America. America sucks. We're going to attack America. They openly threaten to hurt Americans and America. And Obama did this. And as soon as Biden got in, he did the same thing. They bend over backwards and forwards for Iran. Why? Why do these things happen? Why do the terrorists get off? Why do they cozy up to Iran? Well, the reason this is confusing for us, it's confusing for you and confusing for me, is we look at life, we look at America in a completely different way than these people do. So when they do things, when they say things, and we look at them as if they're a completely different species, you need to understand this. They are. They're a completely different species. And it's really, so much of this is about the foundation you have. So much of this is about the very base, the foundation, where you begin from, Where you begin from will determine where you will end up on so many issues. So let's just discuss that difference. What do I believe about America? I'm not going to put words in your mouth. What do I believe about America? I believe the United States of America is unique in one way that really, really stands out. We fought a revolution against the colonial power. Our settlers fought a revolution against the colonial power, and we didn't end up with a worse form of government. We fought a revolution and ended up with freedom, with a country that is based on government being limited, government being small, government only allowed to do a few certain things, and the people themselves being free. And because that was where we started as a country, because that was our nation's foundation as a country, what that has done is it unleashed the beauty of the free market. And America is uniquely responsible for raising the standard of living for the entire planet. Do you understand that? If you really take a step back and take it all in, what our free market system combined with our geographical advantages, our natural resource advantages, when you look at what our free market system did, it created a nation that raised up the entire planet. New technology, new advances in medicine, in this, things that have never happened before. Things that were unimaginable because of America and the government being small and out of the way and the market being free. America, it's just like we, for lack of a more delicate way to put it, it's like we vomited prosperity onto the rest of the planet. People in nations that have no relation to us live better lives today because of America. And because America was founded by, for the most part, Christians, America is unique in this. It's one of the countries where Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Jehovah's Witness, you name it. It's one of the countries where it really doesn't matter your religion. You could practice it free of persecution for almost the entirety of our existence. And I understand there was all kinds of anti-Catholic bigotry in the history. And I understand, Chris's people are still unpopular in certain circles. And I get all that. I understand the little pockets. But for the most part, we don't have a country. Look, in Egypt, if you go down to the local church, there's a not 0% chance that you will be beaten to death on the way back. We have never had that here in this country. It's a country where, because of those things, my children and me get to live an elevated existence that we didn't even earn. It was paid for by past generations. Yes, obviously I work and I have a job and I do these things, but my kids do not exist inside of electricity, air conditioning, grocery stores with stocked shelves. These things don't exist because of anything I did. I was handed that country. You were handed that country. And so I love America. I love America because land of the free isn't something I sing poorly at baseball games. It's what we are. And that's what has given us this life. It's what has given my children a chance at that life. I come from the foundation of America's awesome. America's awesome. And honestly, it's shooting you straight here. I don't feel worthy of it. I don't. It's part of the reason I've always felt so obligated to try in the lamest ways, and some good ways, I admit, to try to serve it or fight for it. It's part of the reason I joined the Marines. I feel like I have a duty because I don't feel like I earned this country. It's part of the reason I got involved in politics and ran for Congress. Honestly, it's part of the reason I do this. I'm trying to just do whatever little thing I can do to make it better because this country is so freaking awesome, I don't feel worthy of it. I was listening to something on the way here. It was actually really, really great. You history geeks like me, you history freaks. There's a good podcast series out there. It could be rough around the edges. I'm not going to sit and nitpick how somebody does a podcast series, but the guys are wonderful and the information is great. It's called The Unauthorized History of the Pacific War. Actually, it was a listener who emailed in that suggestion. There's a bunch of them if you're interested in all that stuff. But either way, it's something you can geek out on. But I was listening to one of their episodes on the way in today about Tarawa and just the death and misery those Marines were going through as they were trying to take Tarawa from the Japanese, and you'd have an Amtrak of 25 dudes and three of them would live. And those guys gave me this country. Those guys are the reason I get to live the way I get to live. I'm sitting here talking to you right now in the air conditioning. In the air conditioning. I have unlimited clean water right next to me. Because of that, I don't feel worthy of it, and I love this place, and that is my foundation. And so when I think about America, foreign policy, domestic policy, these things, that's the foundation I come from. That's my base. That's my stance. So them, a deal for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. How could that happen? Why would that happen? Well, we're going to discuss a completely different worldview and a completely different foundation. We'll discuss that in a moment. This is going to come back to this, though. We are surrounded by people who hate this place. We share a country with fellow citizens who hate this place. It's part of the reason I talk to you about Pure Talk all the time. You know, Verizon hates this place. That's their business motto. AT&T, T-Mobile. The people who run these companies, who sit on these boards, they come at this country from a foundation of America sucks. This place sucks. Pure Talk does not. Pure Talk CEO, Vietnam veteran. Pure Talk, they love America so much. Who does this? They hire Americans. When you get a hold of someone at Pure Talk, you'll talk to someone who speaks English because they're based in America. Who does that anymore? No one does that. Pure Talk does. And you'll save money. You can keep your cell phone, keep your number. Switch to Pure Talk, though. Dial #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. That'll save you even more money. #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday going into the weekend. It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we're going to get back to this. The question was the 9/11 dirt balls getting a deal, getting a plea deal, not getting the death penalty. How does this happen? How is this even possible was the question. And I opened up by talking about how we have two completely different worldviews, two completely different foundations when it comes to America. My foundation is this place is amazing, and I explained that in detail and why I think that way. Now we have to discuss the communists. We have to discuss the left, Democrats, whatever you want to call them. Chris, I want you to do me a favor. We should have done this during the break. But I want you to actually go dig up Joe Biden's statement when he gave that stupid statement in the Oval Office when he said he wasn't running again. And I want you to pull the part specifically out where he talks about how we've never lived up to them. We've never lived up to the ideals and things like that. Don't worry, there's no rush, Chris. I have some other stuff. I'll just grab that. Probably should have done that off the air. But, you know, I call communism the religion of the malcontent. That's how I define it. It's because that's really what it is. You identify the malcontents in any given country. You use and manipulate their bitterness, their anger, their sadness. You use it and aim that anger, that bitterness, that sadness like a weapon at your political opponents. And you gain money and power from doing that. They get to burn down the country they hate. But this goes back to something deeper. Something deeper and something that goes back a very, very, very long way. I just laid out for you what I view about America. America's great because it's free and it's been a safe, prosperous place and you can practice whatever religious belief you want and it's this and it's that. I laid that out for you. But the reason you have such a difficult time understanding these monsters, I'm going to play this lady for you again. She's a former teacher. The reason this lady sounds like she's speaking an alternate language is her foundation, her base, it looks nothing at all like yours. So she ends up a million miles away from you. I want you to think about it in this way. I want you to think about a river coming down from Canada. Don't give me any geography lessons, I know. Just picture a river coming straight south from Canada. And right at the North Dakota border, there's a Y in it. There's a Y. At one direction of the Y, it will point towards the east. More angled towards the east. In the other direction, ports more angled towards the west. Now, right at the Y, obviously, those two different rivers that will break up there are close. They're very close. But as you get further and further and further south, those bodies of water, those rivers that are flowing south are getting further and further and further apart. And so when you hear people like this and you think this is a completely different species of human being, it's because it is.
Ariel Fodor, affectionately known as Mrs. Frazzle to her combined audience of over 1.5 million followers, is here to help gentle parent us through this election.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. I am so honored to speak today. I am like shaking to just be among such incredible company. We are here because, as if you were here earlier, you've heard BIPOC women have tapped us in as white women to step up, listen, and get involved this election season. This is a really important time, and we all need to use our voices and influence for the greater good, no matter who you are. You are all influencers in some way.
It's like they speak a different language that you don't even understand, that I don't even understand, right? Well, they come at America as this place is not only bad now, it has always been. Every Democrat I've ever known in my life was taught that most of them from an early age, either by their parents or by their teachers in school. It's why Joe Biden sits in the Oval Office, the President of the United States of America, and says things like this.
That idea is that we hold these truths to be self-evident. We're all created equal. Endowed by our Creator, certain inalienable rights, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. We've never fully lived up to it, to this sacred idea.
Yeah. They can't help themselves. Well, yeah, I mean, we were founded on this, even though we've never done that. The average American Democrat believes America is a crappy place. Why do they release the 9/11 terrorists or give them a plea deal, I should say, without killing them? Because they don't look back at 9/11 mortified like you do. They look back at 9/11 and say to themselves, well, I mean, I don't love it, but yeah, we kind of had that coming. They don't look at a wide open border. You look at this wide open border and you're thinking to yourself, we're flooding America with drugs and crime and misery, and they're destroying the American economy and they're taking American jobs. How could they do that? They look at a wide open southern border and they think, well, yeah, it should be open. This is a country full of colonizers. After all, we stole it from the Native Americans, so everyone should be able to come over here and take a dump in the middle of San Francisco. When they speak and it sounds as if they're speaking Mandarin, it's because they are. We have completely different views on how this country is, on who this country is. And it's something that's very hard for us to accept when we see things like that 9/11 garbage. And it's hard to think about that, right? Stressful. That's why I've tried to tell you time and time again to get your mattress topper from MyPillow so you can sleep at night. MyPillow has mattress toppers as little as $69.98 right now. Queen size premium MyPillows. Get this. You ready for this? $19.98. $19.98 for the premium MyPillow. When they do these deals, when they have these sales, take advantage. You want a six-piece towel set to $25 right now. But can I go back to the mattress topper? It's like getting a new mattress, one that just holds you in its hand all night, only it's a really soft hand and nice. MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Special Square. You can't miss it. Use the promo code Jesse. Go pick up some MyPillow stuff while they're on sale. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or give them a call. They're wonderful on the phone. 800-845-0544. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Of course, you can still email us. We are live here, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Look, I'm going to move on from this whole thing. When they do things that look horrific to you, and of course, that happens a lot, and it doesn't make any sense, and they speak in a way that doesn't make any sense, it's because you're dealing with somebody who believes at their very core America is trash. America sucks. America deserves to have bad things happen to her. You know, let me tell you something. We've talked about this before, but it's true. There's a reason Democrats don't fly the American flag. There's a reason. And that's not me just being some hyper-partisan on the radio. I'm talking about back in the day when I ran for Congress twice. It wasn't like something I came up with. It was simply known amongst everyone else. You knew the voter registration of the various houses when you were knocking on doors during the primary. You knew the Republican houses because they were registered Republican. You knew the Democrat houses because they were registered Democrat. But a bunch of people were registered as independents. So which of the independents did you knock on? If they had an American flag, you knocked on it. Why? Because even if they're not Republicans, American flags do not fly over Democrat houses. Democrats had to be shamed at their very own convention to fly American flags. They put together an entire convention. They spent probably $100 million putting together, organizing, designing a convention, and not one single Democrat suggested flying a single American flag at the convention. Why? Because they come at this country from a foundation of the country's freaking awful. The country sucks. The country's racist. The country's misogynist. The country, we deploy the Native Americans. Endless, just America sucks. America sucks. Watch any single Democrat in this country. Doesn't have to be Dome. Doesn't have to be Biden. Watch a senator. Watch a congressman. Look at your state house seats and listen to them and look at the underlying theme on everything they say. You've been done wrong. America sucks. Vote me. Vote for me and I'll fix it. You've been done wrong. You've been done wrong. You've been done wrong over and over and over again. It's their very foundation. It's why they talk the way they talk. All right. Look, one last thing on this. Honestly, listen to this story. Listen, you hear this story completely different than your liberal Aunt Peggy.
A man accused of sexually assaulting a woman at a Charlotte tire shop is in the U.S. illegally. ICE officials confirmed that tonight to Channel 9. ICE says Border Patrol encountered Elno Cervantes Juarez in Arizona in 2022. Police say he followed a woman into the bathroom at Mr. Tire Auto Service on Monroe Road on Tuesday. The victim told police he tried to rape her. He's being held in the Mecklenburg County Jail without bond.
You hear that and you're filled with rage and disgust. And you think to yourself, how could they open up the border like this? How could they let an animal like that into the country to assault our women? How could they do this? Americans don't deserve this. Your liberal Aunt Peggy hears that and she thinks, at best, she thinks, I mean, I wish that hadn't happened, but he has as much of a right to be here as Americans. After all, we stole this place. It's like she's a completely different species. And when I say at best, I do mean at best. There are many, 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 many of these people you and I share a country with who think that woman deserves to be raped and the illegal deserves to do it. Remember that conversation I had, told you about this, with that crazy liberal Aunt Peggy from Chicago sitting at a big table? She was so proud of their new commie mayor, Brandon Johnson. Talked about him, called him BJ as if they were personal friends or as if he was, you know, Kamala Harris. Called him BJ, BJ this and BJ that. And when it was pointed out to her, the murder, the shootings, the disaster that is Chicago, she simply looked and said, well, if you come to Chicago, you might get robbed, but you won't be targeted. That was a defense for her. What will it take for these people to wake up? Many of these people will never wake up, ever. Jesse, you're talking about Kamala Harris not doing interviews and press conferences. Could it be that cheating Democrats know they're going to cheat again and it doesn't matter? What are we Republicans doing to ensure they don't cheat again at the polls? Thanks for being crazy. You remind me of one of my friends that recently passed away. He was intelligent and crazy like you. Okay, what does it mean? Well, the reason Dome isn't answering questions, the main reason is she can't do it. And the other reason is they know they can get away with not answering questions at press conferences because Joe Biden just got away with it for 3.5 years. They're not going to put her up in front of the press. She tried yesterday. Listen to this.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances. This is an incredible day.
Okay, so you have a candidate who can't answer questions. This is not a new problem for Democrats. They had a candidate who can't answer questions for the last 3.5 years. You hide them in the basement. You know the apparatchiks in the media aren't going to pitch a fit about it. And you just go on about your day. Now, are they going to cheat? Let's have a talk about election cheating, shall we? Let's have a very, very frank talk about this, one we have had before. Democrats cheat in elections. Let's just get that out of the way. I don't need to know anything else but this. The two main policies when it comes to voting for Democrats is you shouldn't have to show ID and mail-in ballots should be sent to everyone. Remember, that's their two policies when it comes to elections. Well, you would only have either one of those things if you intend to cheat or want to cheat in an election. Because there's no other explanation for why you would want that. Democrats cheat in elections. They have always cheated in elections. They don't believe in the honesty and election integrity. Communists have never cared about being popular. Communists care about power. They've never stressed about cheating in elections. So Democrats cheat in elections. Understand that. How do they cheat? You know what? Let's talk about 2020. How do they cheat? They cheat in a million different ways. One,
Let's just talk about what the FBI did. They sent the FBI to social media companies to censor, to order the social media companies to censor an accurate story about Hunter Biden that was about to come out that would have hurt Joe Biden's chances to win the election. That's cheating. That's cheating in the election. That's cheating. Okay, so let's dig into it in more depth. Let's talk about ballot drop boxes and things like that. Where were they? That's where we focus on. Where were they? Let's get past everything else. They were in the completely Democrat-controlled areas of the critical swing states. That's why they were in Madison, Wisconsin. That's why they were Pennsylvania, Michigan. You name the blue area. Where did the shady things happen? In the urban areas that are completely controlled by the communists. That's where all the things happened that made us go, wait a minute, that doesn't look right. Hold on, the ballots all came in at 3 a.m.? Wait a minute, why would they board up the windows when they're counting the ballots over and over and over again? So what do we know? We know that shady things can happen and do happen in presidential elections. Are Republicans getting better at tackling this? Yes, they're hiring all kinds of poll watchers. They're getting better at chasing down ballots on their own in a legal way. We're getting better and we're more prepared now than we were prepared before. So know that. Now, what does that mean when it comes to the 2024 election? Well, we'll talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, I'm going to talk about the pain you live with all the time. I'm talking about daily pain, not the I stub my toe pain. The nagging daily pain that hurts your life, holds you back in your life. It's taxing. I used to go through this all the time, especially when I was younger. I had all these back problems, and you just didn't want to do anything. I'd have to go to basketball practice. I didn't want to do that. I'd have to get out of bed. I didn't want to do that. And then you're snapping at people, and it's freaking awful. Relief Factor. What does it do? It's drug-free. All natural, and it supports your body's natural response to pain and inflammation. You take it every single day. You take it for 3 weeks. You wake up one day and say, my gosh, my back, my neck, my shoulder. Try it for 3 weeks. I'm not asking for some kind of lifetime commitment. 3 weeks. If you don't feel better, please, I'm asking you to stop ordering it. Take it for 3 weeks and tell me how you feel. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can download the show on iHeart and Spotify and iTunes. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a 5-star rating talking about how handsome I am on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Let's get back to the questions. Oh, here's a different one. Hello, all-knowing one. I've heard that if the U.S. never entered World War I, that the war would have ended in a stalemate and probably would not have resulted in the Treaty of Versailles. And if that were to have happened, Germany isn't punished with footing the bill for the war, and there's a good chance the Nazis don't come to power. History has changed, but despite that, technology never ceases. Who makes the first nuke in this scenario? And do the Japanese still start their side of the war? Are we in a worse position national security-wise? What do you think? Well, this is a very fascinating alternate history. You could probably do 3 hours on this. I wouldn't, but... okay, let's just deal with the nuclear weapon, with the nuclear portion of this. Who would have the first nuke? Without World War II, I'm not sure that we would have nuclear weapons yet. Why? Well, necessity is the mother of invention. You ever heard that saying before? Necessity is the mother of invention. When you get into conflicts, whether it be the Civil War, World War I, World War II, wars in ancient Greece, it doesn't matter what they are. When you get involved in wars, you're constantly looking for ways to take advantage of new technology. You're constantly looking for ways to give you an upper hand. Without World War II, I don't think America spends the time or the money to dig into a nuclear program. Honestly, I'm not sure if anyone would have, but possibly the dirty Soviets would have, or Germany itself. Remember, the Nazis, they had some smart weapons technology ideas. Part of what held them back from advancing technologically, even though they did advance very well technologically, but part of the things that held them back was they dumped all the Jews out of the country, and a lot of them were the best scientists they had. How ironic is that? They were running out some of their most advanced scientists because they were Jewish. They kicked them out of the country. Other people took them. But let's go back to this part of it. If we don't have World War II, what does the rest of the planet look like? Well, the Soviet Union, they would still have been the Soviet Union. They would still have been communist because that happened pre-World War II. It happened at the end of World War I, as you well know, the communist revolution. But think about this. Here's one for you. Just wrap your mind around this little tidbit here. Does the communist revolution in the Soviet Union, the communist movement that was really the Soviet Union, obviously was the genesis of all that, does it fizzle out and die a lot earlier without America joining forces with the Soviet Union in World War II, giving them so much manufacturing help, economic help to boost them up because we needed them to defeat the Nazis? We used America's free market. We used America's money. We used those things and to help the Soviet Union economically and militarily because at the time we shared a common enemy. But then we find ourselves at the end of that war and those dirty Soviets all of a sudden control half of Europe. And they would not have controlled half of Europe without World War II and without American arms and without America's help. Does communism without World War II, does it shrivel up and die on the vine in the Soviet Union without a World War II? I don't necessarily have an answer for that because we're talking about alternate history and who can know, right? But you can make the argument, communism, instead of being this scourge, this cancer on all of society, communism just kind of dies. How about that? Now, as far as the Japanese go, I think the Japanese go into China no matter what. The Japanese were on a war of expansion. The Japanese, they had finally gotten themselves a big boy economy, a big boy military, and they were going in no matter what. Let's pause on all this for a moment and let's just talk really briefly about Kamala Mania.
Kamala Mania. Kamala Mania. Energy.
I'm sorry. I can't. This is Van Jones on CNN. I heard him say it and I burst out laughing. I knew I had to play the soundbite.
Kamala Mania. Kamala Mania. Just energy, energy, energy. A big percentage of those donors or first-time donors in this cycle hadn't given to Biden. They hadn't given to anybody. People are excited about Kamala Harris, and it shows up in the numbers. It's showing up in the polls. What a turnaround in the past 2 weeks in terms of energy, momentum, and enthusiasm for Kamala Harris. I think.
Okay, let's stop for a minute, because I know you're probably throwing things at the radio, or if you're downloaded the podcast, you're listening on your phone, maybe you just threw it into a lake. So just hang on. There is momentum for the Harris campaign. There is. Let's be honest about it. And it shows you how easily the other side can be manipulated into things. Because when I say Kamala Harris has momentum, the natural reaction to that is, what? Who could like her? She's freaking horrible. Who in the world would ever vote for this?
And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
Who could get excited about that phony? Remember, communists want to be told what to think. That's why they love symbols. That's why they fell in love with George Floyd when no one knew his name. They love symbols, and the system will create for them new symbols out of nothing. and point to that person and say, look, that's your new champion. Are you excited? You're excited, right? He's excited. Your neighbor's excited. CNN's excited. You're excited, aren't you? You're excited? And the communist looks around and thinks, I guess I have to be excited. Everyone else is excited. The hive mind told me to be excited. I'm excited. There is excitement building because these people are a bunch of brain dead lemmings. All right, let's talk about the economy really quickly before we get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Just know that it's a little rough and possibly a recession coming.
My goodness, if you get three consecutive monthly readings on job gains that are less than 125,000, we only had 114,000 for the month of July, I'm beginning to smell a recession.
Have you bought any real estate yet? The time to purchase hard assets is before the troubles get here. You know, the really, really, really rich guys, they acquire hard assets at all times. Good times, bad times, dollar up, dollar down, recession, no recession. Why? Why is that something the Rockefellers do? Because that's the stuff that stands the test of time. Now you're not going to buy a skyscraper in New York City, but you can buy a home and let Done For You Real Estate handle it all for you. They'll find you the home, they'll handle the financing, they'll handle the rental process. This is for normal people to begin real estate investing, and now is the time to dig into that. Go to doneforyoujesse.com. Tell them I said hello. They will take care of you. Just go find out what they can do. doneforyoujesse.com. We'll be back.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.